This morning, after making his first court appearance since the deadly attacks in April.
Johar Tsarnaev pleading not guilty to terror charges, and he repeated that not guilty 7 times. Meantime, dozens of bombing survivors, they came face to face with this 19-year-old accused terrorist.
So people in the courtroom said that he almost smirked during the hearing. Nicole Oliverio is live at the courthouse now in South Boston with more. Nicole.
That's right, Cannon. These proceedings lasted only 7 minutes. But as you can imagine, inside the courtroom here at the Moakley Courthouse, it was emotionally packed. And the victims and their families we spoke with say they didn't expect much more from the alleged suspect.
Appearing in an orange jumpsuit, his hair disheveled, but his voice strong as he pled not guilty 7 times. The public got their first look at the man accused of killing 3 people and destroying hundreds of lives the day of the Boston Marathon.
I don't know, I actually felt sick to my stomach. It's very emotional for me.
It was kind of eerie, kind of upsetting, but then again, I felt good that I was able to be there.
Victims and their family sat inside the packed courtroom. Johar Tsarnaev hasn't been seen since his shootout with police in Watertown, where he was found and captured, wounded and bloodied inside a boat. Tsarnaev's only visible injury Wednesday, a splint on his left hand, and his only motion to the people inside, onlookers say, a possible smirk.
He was a punk. He showed no remorse. That's what my impression was.
MIT Police Chief John DeFava inside. His officer, Sean Collier, allegedly killed by the Tsarnaev brothers in the days following the attack. Police from his department stood outside during the hearing.
He didn't seem to be shooken up by this whole thing. It didn't seem to affect him one bit.
Tsarnaev's 2 sisters sobbed as the charges were read, some that carry the death penalty. They rushed out of court, their faces covered, and didn't answer any questions. And for victims' families that came looking for answers, hoping it would bring some sort of peace of mind, that hasn't happened yet.
I thought that maybe he would come in with a different attitude, or maybe look a little different, maybe look like he cared a little bit, but he didn't show me that.
Tsarnaev is due back in court in late September, and some of the victims we spoke with say they plan on being at every court appearance until the end. That's the latest live in Boston. Nicole Oliverio.